At one time, local people in Aberdeen could be sure to find employment on the oil platforms. Today, more and more workers from all over the world are being employed instead. Ronnie MacDonald, who early in his career once worked on the platforms himself, explains that subcontractors are recruiting workers from abroad because they're cheaper to employ than workers from Aberdeen.
But the continuing contractorisation, where there are now subcontractors of subcontractors of subcontractors, and at the very bottom of the food chain, if you like, some of these subcontractors are in such a narrow margin that they can't even afford to pick up labour in Aberdeen, even at the modest wages Aberdeen people are looking for to go offshore. So, I mean, there are lads around this town who would happily go offshore for 8, 9, 10 quid an hour, which is not a great wage for the work they're doing, but they can't even get employment at that low rate because now the subcontractors are going to third world countries and bringing them in at £3 and £4 an hour. Now, this is Aberdeen, the centre of probably one of the biggest oil fields in the Western world. We are right in its doorstep. We're at the epicentre, and people are walking the streets here and are not being considered for employment on their doorstep in an oil field that still has 25 years to run. It's an incredible situation.
Yeah, and as the smaller independents have come in, they've taken that a stage further by completely outsourcing their entire operation over to contractors. And then the contractors themselves subcontract certain parts of the work. You can have, at any given time on one installation, 5, 6, 7 or more contractors fulfilling different functions and roles. And we're seeing that being taken a step further still now with the advent of agency workers and moreover foreign workers through webs of agencies spread around the globe. Some of the Maltese workers that are coming in, some of the Filipino workers that are coming in are engaged through agencies which start in their own home countries but can be contracted to an agency in Canada, for example, who contract them to an agency in Ireland, who subcontract them to an agency here in Aberdeen, and ultimately they end up sitting on an offshore installation. So it's being taken to that extent on the premise by the majors that there's a skills shortage.
Jake Malloy explains that even companies that were originally based in the UK are now moving their entire offices abroad in order to reduce their costs even further.
It's been a feature of this industry now since mid-80s, where the employers, in order to avoid employers' national insurance contributions, some 12% of payroll, transfer en masse their entire employee base to a foreign base. At this minute in time here in the UK sector, there are no workers involved in the catering industry employed from a UK-based company. There are no workers employed by a drilling company employed from a UK base. And increasingly we're seeing the engineering workers being transferred to foreign bases, again, to avoid this 12% of payroll. I say it's criminal because I see it as an avoidance scheme, which is denying the social purse. You're looking at millions upon millions of pounds, which the employers would otherwise be contributing to the fund, which goes to serve National Health Service, pensions, benefits of all kinds. It beggars belief that you can have upwards of 11,000-12,000 people employed in the offshore sector, travelling in and out through Aberdeen and various ports up down the coast, and yet none of them, for the purposes of employment protection, are covered by the regulations, as they call them, because they've been transferred out of the UK sector. And what we're seeing is the lawyers here in the UK now, the corporate lawyers, trying to exploit that still further and utilise the arguments that these are not British workers for the purposes of these regulations.